Football has transformed from a beloved sport into a global financial juggernaut. The world's 20 largest clubs now generate a staggering $8.3 billion in annual revenue, while FIFA sits on nearly $3 billion in assets. This financial evolution has created a growing disconnect between fans and the game they love, as transfer fees reach astronomical heights and ticket prices climb beyond the reach of traditional supporters. What drives these economics? Why can some clubs spend seemingly unlimited amounts while others struggle to survive? Understanding the financial machinery behind football explains why your favorite club makes the decisions it does, from player transfers and wage structures to ticket pricing and stadium development. The economics of football now dictate almost every aspect of the game. As legendary manager Arsene Wenger observed, "These days, a manager needs to be a financial expert first and a football expert second." This sentiment rings truer than ever as the beautiful game increasingly operates according to the cold logic of balance sheets rather than the passionate heartbeat of its fans. Yet to truly understand the modern game, we must look beneath the surface of these financial structures. A football club's balance sheet provides a strategic snapshot at season's end, when finances typically look strongest, with season ticket income received, but before many transfer commitments appear. This timing helps present the most favorable financial position. The balance sheet shows three key elements: assets, what's owned; liabilities, what's owed; and equity, owner's stake. Assets must meet specific criteria: club control, economic benefit generation, and origination from past transactions. This explains why Manchester United's claimed 1.1 billion worldwide fans aren't assets. The club lacks exclusive control and didn't acquire them. Assets divide into non-current, benefiting beyond 1 year, like stadiums and player contracts, and current assets, convertible to cash within a year, like merchandise and transfer fees receivable. These assets are funded through liabilities or equity. Ownership structure significantly impacts control. Manchester United exemplifies this through its dual-class shares. The Glazer family's Class B shares carry 10 votes each versus one vote for public Class A shares, giving them 97% voting control with just 75% ownership. This power concentration drives all financial decisions. Leicester City's 2015-16 Premier League victory generated $20 million in profit, yet their profits quadrupled to $80 million the following season when finishing 12th, largely due to Champions League revenue, highlighting how financial success often diverges from on-field performance. The profit and loss account tracks a club's trading activity, with income primarily from match tickets, merchandise, and broadcast rights. Player sales are recorded separately since trading footballers isn't considered core business, helping stakeholders distinguish between sustainable revenue and transfer market gains. Wages typically represent clubs' largest expense. Manchester United's wage bill grew significantly, increasing by $32.4 million, 12.3%, in 2018 after a $31.2 million rise in 2017, driven by high-profile signings like Pogba and Lukaku, plus Champions League bonuses. Interest payments can severely impact finances. Following the Glazer family's leveraged buyout, Manchester United paid $809 million in interest between 2005-2019, nearly matching their $1,040 million net player spend. Many fans contend these payments significantly hampered the club's transfer market strength for years. While profits look good on paper, only cash pays bills. The cash flow statement shows how a club's cash position changes over time, tracking money's movement through operations, day-to-day business, investing, player trading and infrastructure, and financing, dealings with stakeholders. Unlike typical businesses, football clubs often struggle to generate positive operational cash flow, especially those with high wage bills. Southampton's 2017 statement exemplifies player trading's impact. Despite spending $65.9 million on acquisitions, they achieved a positive $9.7 million cash flow through $79.9 million in player sales. This selling club model, demonstrated through departures like Bale and Van Dijk, creates sustainability through talent development and sales. Cash management determines survival. Many clubs have faced administration despite showing profits, as healthy annual accounts don't guarantee ability to meet immediate obligations. When clubs miss wage or tax payments, it typically stems from cash flow problems rather than profitability issues. Footballers represent a unique economic asset, requiring registration certificates that must be transferred between clubs, typically involving transfer fees. Players are valued like scarce resources, based on uniqueness and limited supply, exemplified by Newcastle fans saying, "There's only one Alan Shearer," after his $15 million signing. Valuation factors include supply-demand dynamics, financial capacity, contract terms, and release clauses. Contract length critically impacts transfer values, especially since the 1995 Bosman ruling allowing free transfers for players 23-plus after contract expiration. This explains cases like Ross Barkley's reduced $15 million transfer to Chelsea with 6 months left on his contract. Transfer accounting creates distinct patterns, illustrated by Dortmund's $98 million profit on Dembele's sale to Barcelona. While purchase costs are amortized, sale profits are recorded immediately. Player trading remains crucial for club finances, as shown by Everton offsetting $155.5 million in operating losses with $160.5 million in player sales 2008-2017, despite growing broadcast revenues. BBC research from 2018 revealed that 11 Premier League clubs could operate profitably without ticket sales, yet prices continue climbing. Since England's 1966 World Cup, when 7 matches, including the final, cost 2.62, prices have soared. The equivalent package for 2018 cost $985, exceeding inflation by 2,000%. This stems from football's price inelasticity. While most products see demand drop with price increases, football demand remains steady. A 100-ticket increase might only reduce sales by 1%, creating substantial revenue gains despite fewer sales. Non-transferable club loyalty and football tourism drive this trend. Tourists spend more on tickets, merchandise, and local services, leading some clubs to limit season tickets strategically. Liverpool exemplifies this, selling just 26,000 season tickets in their 54,000 capacity stadium, generating $1,526 per fan annually, far above West Ham's $431 with their nearly full season ticket allocation. Football's financial landscape has transformed through broadcasting, with the Premier League securing $8.3 billion 2016-19, a dramatic shift from when owners feared television's impact. The sport's global appeal makes it invaluable to broadcasters. Subscription services value its customer retention power, while its lengthy season attracts advertisers targeting affluent males. The Premier League's international broadcasting strategy now reaches over 100 countries. Financial fair play regulations promote sustainability but face criticism for protecting established clubs. The break-even requirement effectively prevents new clubs from investing heavily to challenge the elite, questioning whether fair describes the system. Ownership models range from local fan owners providing interest-free financing to ultra-wealthy individuals treating clubs as trophy assets. Fan-owned models, prevalent in Spain, ensure accountability but may prioritize popularity over strategy. One constant remains: clubs are both businesses and cultural institutions sustained by lifelong fan loyalty. The challenge lies in balancing financial sustainability with community responsibilities, preserving football's soul while securing its future.